You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the EPA is facing scrutiny over efforts to stop the publication of a study on a dangerous drinking water pollutant. We'll get the details. First, the use of force by police nationwide has been in the news for several years, often after fatalities. And many communities have instituted the use of police body cameras, in part in the hopes of preventing incidents from escalating. The Urban Institute recently presented a report to the Milwaukee Police and Fire Commission based on data from 2015 and 2016. The federally funded report looked at whether the use of police body cams in Milwaukee had any effect on the use of force by officers there. Chuck Kornbach covered the release of that report and the meeting of the commission. He's a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Chuck, good to have you back.
Thank you, Rob. Hello.
Well, let's talk about what this study found specifically on use of force. What did they find when they compared officers wearing body cams and those not, and how it stacked up over the years?
Well, the Urban Institute, using a federal grant and with cooperation from the Milwaukee Police Department, looked at about 500 officers that wore the body cameras between October 2015 and December 2016. I believe now all 1,100 Milwaukee officers, patrol officers, wear the body cameras. But anyway, they randomly chose about 500, examined arrest records and complaint records, and also interviewed the officers. And the findings were somewhat surprising in that there was no change in the use of force during the study period. However, two other key findings the Urban Institute highlighted. One is that those wearing the body cameras conducted fewer, they call subject stops. These are more pedestrian stops than traffic ones. So fewer subject stops and also less likely to receive a complaint than officers who did not have cameras. Citizen complaints were down, in other words.
As body cameras were instituted in the Milwaukee Police Department, did they say what the hopes were? Were they helpful? Was there the hope that use of force would go down?
Well, like Milwaukee, like other communities, yes, that was one of the hopes. And certainly the momentum for the body cameras went up after the fatal police shooting of Dontre Hamilton in the downtown Milwaukee Park. There had been some testing of the department using body cameras before that, but in 2014, when that incident occurred, there were pressure increased, and by 2015 and 16, the mayor had put enough money in the budget to equip everybody. But the hope was use of force cases would go down, but according to this study, they did not. However, the Urban Institute concluded that, put out a theory that the Milwaukee Police Department, under former Chief Flynn, had decided to use less of force. Less use of force would be a better thing. And so that the researchers saying, well, maybe what we've documented was already a decline in the use of force, and that there wasn't going to go down any further with body cameras.
And then there was this other finding as part of this study that the officers were less likely to be the object of citizen complaints. What did they attribute that to?
Well, something called a civilizing effect. In other words, if you are having an interaction with a police officer, or a police officer is having an interaction with you, and you both know that there's a camera running, maybe you're going to be a little more careful, maybe you're going to hold off on saying certain things and escalating things. So this civilizing effect is credited for, you know, having people sort of cool down because they either weren't going to conduct as many subject stops, the police weren't, or the citizens maybe weren't going to file complaints because they would think, oh, the police have this camera running on me, and I can't really prove what I might be concerned or upset, but I can't really prove that the officer engaged in bad behavior.
Talking to WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach about a new study on Milwaukee's police department using body cameras, the impact that's had on the use of force. Not much, the study finds. Police complaints, that's gone down. What kind of reactions have you been seeing since this data was unveiled, Chuck?
Well, there was discussion at the Fire and Police Commission meeting last Thursday was relatively brief. The officers, the Urban Institute, gave their presentation. There were a few questions from the commissioners, but not a whole lot. So the Milwaukee Police Department body camera coordinator, Doug Warwick eventually came to the microphone and talked about the study.
What this shows is our department, for the most part, is doing the right thing, using the appropriate amount of force in most cases. I think it leads to how well we're being trained. I think it says a lot for also the supervision as well.
And that fits in what you were talking about earlier, Chuck, that maybe it isn't the body cameras, it's just the police policy on use of force that is seeing change over time. Chuck, we seem to have lost the connection with Chuck. We'll see if we can bring him back. Talking to WPR's own Chuck Quirnbach, a reporter out of Milwaukee, about this new study on use of force in Milwaukee. How it's changed or hasn't changed since body cameras are implemented. Sounds like we've got you there, Chuck. I was just asking, I was saying that fit into what you were saying earlier, that comment from Doug Warwick about maybe what we're seeing in use of force trends is change in department policy, not so much anything having to do with the body cams.
That's right, and the Urban Institute also said that that finding and some of the other findings they reached were consistent with some of the other police departments they've studied in the U.S.
And then you also got us some audio from the chairman of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission. Can you set that up for us?
Sure. That's from Stephen DeVogus, chair of the Fire and Police Commission. He was pretty happy with the report, but he is saying another report that the department or Fire and Police Commission had recently shows there's been sort of a change in weaponry, if you will.
We just recently had our use of force report issued in 2017, and we saw that there was an over-reliance on tasers. You know, so people stopped using their firearm, but they started using tasers. So hopefully, you know, we keep de-escalating force and only using force as a last resort.
And he's referring there, Chuck, not to this Urban Institute study, but the department's own data looking at, you know, when they use force and how much force is used. Have you dug into those numbers, guns, firearm use by police down, but tasers up?
Well, what has come up instead is some taser and other cases in the Milwaukee area of recent, that, which is going to show a highlight on this. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting today that there's going to be a video released perhaps this week of the tasing of a Milwaukee Bucks basketball player during a parking lot dispute earlier this year. There was a big taser case involving a fatality in West Milwaukee last year. Came to light more this year when the DA decided not to issue charges against the officers. And there's been some other confrontations in the Milwaukee area between police and citizens, not involving tasers, but just sort of shows the confrontations continue.
And these videos, one way or another, they can be contentious. People are already, with this Milwaukee Bucks incident, it sounds like the police are already reaching out to community members saying, this video, it's going to generate some backlash. So that, apart from what the videos do themselves to police procedure, they can be inflammatory down the road.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody thought that body cameras would solve these disputes. It provides some additional information, but depending on the angle of the body camera, whether the officers turned it on the body camera when they should have, and so on, it is not going to resolve everything. And there was the case of Dominic Hagen Brown, the officer charged in the Sylville Smith shooting 2 years ago. He was charged, but the jury later acquitted him of criminal charges in the shooting. So it's not going to be all and end all, these cameras.
And briefly, Chuck, as we wrap up, the cameras, whatever the data says, they are there to stay for the time being.
I have not heard of any thought of getting rid of the cameras. There might be some changes on when they're used and how often and so on. But it seems that the more police departments around the state are going to be adding them, unless there's some big controversy that argues against them.
Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Quirnbach, WPR reporter in Milwaukee, looking at new research on the use of body cameras by police officers in the city.